Chapter 1. I know. I waved my hands in front of me, trying to stop anything that was about to come out of Oscar Park's mouth, but I knew it was useless. He slammed the door of his patrol car, took his hat off, and then waved it towards my shed. My burning shed.
You know what?
Truth be told, I didn't know much, but I did know how to handle Oscar Park, especially when it came to personal matters. I know I went a bit too far this time, but I really need to figure out this new cure. Oscar grew up across the street, raised by his uncle, Police Chief Jordan Parks. Like me, well, sort of like me, Oscar's parents got killed in a car accident, while my dad was shot in the line of duty.
A bit?
Oscar shook his head and pointed to the flay in the air.
Unless you want the new cure to blow someone up, I think you were using the wrong ingredients.
Now, Oscar. I shuffled out of the way of the zipping fire truck and took a bite of the ding-dong in my hand that I had grabbed on the way out of the shed when I knew it was going to combust. Was it necessary to call in all of Locust Grove's finest?
Yes, June Heel.
Oscar wasn't the 10-year-old boy who created havoc with me in that very shed while experimenting with my mom Darla's homeopathic cures. Though his crystal blue eyes were sincere, I knew he meant business.
But you've done it this time. It's a total loss.
I held the uneaten round end of the ding-dong up to him and he took a bite. A big bite. I grumbled under my breath. He knew ding-dongs are my go-to comfort food. Old Mac McGirdle came running through the herb garden I had planted after Darla died, screaming,
I told you she was going to set this whole town on fire if she kept mixing those chemicals.
Mr. McGirdle was always spreading gossip when Darla died about how I had turned a dose of Darla, my homeopathic cure shop, into a fire hazard by putting all sorts of crazy concoctions together.
Settle down, Mr. McGirdle.
Jordan Parks snuck up behind us.
Thank you for calling us and helping Miss Heel save her business.
Mr. McGirdle threw his hands in the air and mumbled something under his breath. He's the one who called? I huffed. My bangs flew out of my eyes and I crossed my arms. He needs to mind his own business and stop walking through my herb garden. For a moment, Mr. McGirdle and I stared at each other until Jordan stepped between us. The shed looked like it was going to be a total loss this time. All the other 20 times I set it afire, I was able to save it. Luckily, I only used the shed to create new homeopathic cures using Darla's old remedies. I kept the main ingredients in the basement of our old house. My house now.
I think you did it this time,
Jordan warned, half serious. He walked away, shaking his head. He stopped briefly to talk to one of the guys from the fire department.
Not only have you done it this time, you've really pissed off a lot of your neighbors.
Oscar put his hat back on his head and looked around at the neighbors gathering on the other side of the fence in my front yard.
They think you're as crazy as Darla was.
Darla Heel, my mother, was the creator of a dose of Darla, homeopathic cures. And everyone called her Darla, even me, because she didn't like to be referred to as Ms. Heel, Mrs. Heel, or even Mom. Well, the old saying is right then, I snarled, studying every face gawking at me. They were just being nosy, like always.
And what old saying is that?
Oscar asked. The apple, I pointed to myself, doesn't fall too far from the tree. Oscar's face split into a wide grin.
And we sure did have some fun times in there. But you've got to admit, you've outgrown this place and selling your cures at the flea market.
I wish I had another ding-dong. I listened to what he had to say. He was right. The retail space for a dose of Darla had started in the shed until Darla moved it to a booth at the local flea market. She had all sorts of people coming to get her homeopathic cures, and she'd been good at it. I spent most of my teenage years working Darla's booth at the flea market with Oscar right next to me and hated every moment of it. I always swore I'd never take over Darla's business. As they say, never say never. When Darla died from an apparent heart attack, I did the only thing I could to take care of myself. I took over a dose of Darla and began to experiment. Most of the remedies needed to be updated, and since I had always been good in chemistry, I knew I could make them better. Making them better meant doing a lot of combinations of different things and not getting them to explode. Unfortunately, today was not a good mix of ingredients.